This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. By Alan Pogan Pohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By the Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Dobinat, thank you very much. The madness continues as the high school basketball season wrap up today, and the NCAA tournament is in full swing. The upset machine is rolling.
And that creaking and that snapping you hear are the brackets that are collapsing.
Yeah, that the billion-dollar bracket is gone. No more. No perfect brackets are left. The last three were washed away last night, I guess, when Memphis beat George Washington.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Yes.
So, oh no, sorry.
And of course, many of those brackets were not perfect after the first game of the tournament when Dayton beat Ohio State.
Well, what was the percentage that, like, 70% of the brackets were blown, and that
which Dayton is surprising for an 11-6 matchup, especially when you had a lot of people saying that Dayton had a good shot in that game.
Yeah, but a lot of people early on will go with the higher seeds. Yeah. I mean, yeah, just the tendency is there to go with the higher seeds.
So. Well, and your instinct is always to kind of pick the school that you know and that you've seen on TV. Yeah. But I was telling you earlier, I actually got Dayton beating Syracuse in my bracket today. Dayton's a dangerous club. You know, just because you don't see them on TV all the time, they can play.
Well,
they can play, and they'll get. I think they'll give Syracuse
all
they want.
Get a chip on their shoulder, you know?
Chip on their shoulder.
They were
one of the
last four bye teams to make it, so.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, March Madness.
It is. And at the high school level, one of the most incredible performances by a single player. Last night in the 4A semifinal, you had Whitney Young and Stevenson. Stevenson was there, last year, I guess, in the state championship game and lost to
Simeon.
And Whitney Young beat Lincolnshire Stevenson 75-68. But Jalen Brunson, who's only a junior, scored 56 points for Stevenson last night. I think he set a record for free throws, three-point shots. 56 points is a record.
That's amazing.
56 of the 68 points he had.
In a 32-minute game.
And they couldn't stop him. Whitney Young couldn't stop him. This kid was incredible. John Gross is watching him, by the way.
Liked what he saw,
I imagine. I bet he did. He didn't have much.
Had his poker face on.
Yeah, had a poker face on. But, he had to see.
56.
He had to like
56 of the
left-handed point guard.
Well, of course he's left-handed, Terry. I mean, didn't have to even say that.
And he did not miss two free throws in a row.
Well, of course not. He can't do it. Can't do it. I'm telling you.
Gosh.
In all the years I've been here, 10 years probably, doing ball games, I think literally once I've seen a left-handed kid at the high school level miss two free throws in a row.
Okay. I'm
telling you.
Okay.
Doesn't happen. We don't do it. You get kicked out of the club. You chop your left hand off. Make you do everything right-handed.
So you have
you
a secret left-handed handshake, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Well, in the other state semi in 4A last night, Bennett Academy stopped the Edwardsville Tigers 38-33. Edwardsville couldn't hit the broadside of the barn.
Oh, man, I watched that game.
They were clanging shots off the backboard. They hit the glass, but nothing near the rim. And you know, that happens sometimes. It just happens. So Edwardsville will be playing for third.
They will, and that, just like they did a year ago. Yeah. And it almost seemed like they were pressing a little bit last night. You know, when you were at state the previous year and you played for third, you want to get in that state title game. And I wonder if they tried a little too hard. Cared a little bit too much.
And Lincoln in 3A, Neil Alexander's team, picked up a three-point win over Rockford Lutheran. And Lincoln will take on Morgan Park for the state championship this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So Rail Splitters set a record for wins in the season. And first shot at a state championship for Lincoln. So good luck, Neil, and good luck, Rail Splitters. And let's have a downstate champion here in 3A. Not going to happen.
It'll either be that or a Chicago Public League sweep.
Yeah, yeah.
With Morgan Park and Whitney Young, because I can't imagine Bennett Academy is going to beat Whitney Young.
Anything's
possible.
Anything's possible.
That's why it's the madness.
Boy, when you got a 6'11" kid that's going to Duke.
Put it this way: if that kid was on Duke yesterday, I wouldn't have had to be in such a foul mood.
Yeah.
Because they would have won that game if he was on their team.
Tim, you're in a good mood today. Yesterday afternoon, you were in a foul mood. You didn't want to I've never seen you in a foul mood like that before.
Yes, because you've never seen me after Duke lost the basketball game in the first round of the NCAA.
I remember walking in the control room, and here you are. You just have this scowl. I'm going, man, lighten up. It's just a ball game. I'm going, he's eating nails. I got to get out of here, man.
Good decision. Everyone pretty much just steered clear of me yesterday.
Give that ship a wide berth, boys.
That's right. It's like when you're farming and you're pulling two wagons. You got to take that wide turn. Look out. That's a two-wagon turn there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lordy. Anyway.
But that's why that's why I love March Madness. Sure, I can get so agitated, but yet I still love it.
The great thing about college sports as compared to the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, it's a single game and done. I mean, it's a bracketed tournament. You bring your best every night or you're gone.
And to me, there's two reasons why you really see a lot more upsets, and not just upsets by the numbers, but upsets of the quote-unquote blue blood programs. So many of these blue blood programs, now Duke falls in this category this year, freshmen, sophomore players, one and done type of kids.
Yeah.
These quote-unquote mid-majors, they've got junior and senior laden clubs. And
makes a lot of difference.
Makes a lot of difference, and they're playing with house money.
Yeah.
They were always playing with house money,
sure.
But now they're playing with house money with more talented players.
Well, and you give these blue blood programs 4 years of the same kids.
Back to the 80s.
Oh, you get back. Yeah, you get back to the complete domination by the blue blood schools, so to speak. But the mid majors, you know, the fact that these kids will stick around for 4 years really gives them a shot here in the NCAA tournament.
That's why I think Wichita State is dangerous. You know, they're being very undervalued. People are acting like they were 0-26 last year. They were in the Final Four. Yeah. Had Louisville on the ropes in the national semifinals.
Ready for the knockout punch, you just couldn't deliver
it. And now they're undefeated. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, they're almost the favorite.
And we were talking about this off the air, Tim, you and I, and two of their best players are only sophomores. So
who played big minutes last year,
so they'll be back next year probably, barring some sort of bad decision to go to the NBA draft. But
and that matchup with Kentucky tomorrow, what an interesting matchup that is. Of course, Kentucky was the preseason number one. I think they start five freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the youth of the blue blood versus kind of the experience of the mid-major. I wouldn't bet against Wichita State.
Well, I don't think it's going – I think Wichita State will win by 15 points.
They might.
I just don't think – they've got the experience. They've got a chip on their shoulder because they've been – undervalued and disrespected. They've been dissed all year long. And they've got something to prove.
Yeah.
And unlike some teams that play not to lose when you're undefeated, these guys are still playing to win.
Yeah. To be 35-0 and still be able to have a chip on your shoulder, that's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
And if you watched that K-State-Kentucky game last night, one of the Harrison brothers, I believe, late in the game, smacked his elbow off of a kid's knee.
I saw that.
And they said it may be – they don't know yet. It may be a serious injury. It may not. So.
And he's 18. I'm sure he's fine.
When it bounced off his knee, it kind of looked like jello.
Got a little elastic band there. He pulled that on.
He'll be okay.
Just a really awkward-looking
looks awkward.
You got any feeling in it? A little bit? Okay, you're good.
You're fine.
Still got a pulse? Yep, okay, that's good.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a great time of year. I tell you, it is.
It is a fabulous time of the year, and we have a state championship in the area to report. Congratulations to the Litchfield Scholastic team, state champs.
They are. They won. When you go to state in Scholastic Bowl, you have pool play, groups of four teams. Litchfield tied Sterling Newman at 2-1 for pool play, but by virtue of the Panthers beating Newman, Litchfield got into the championship game, and they destroyed Lyle.
You think Newman recruits their Scholastic
I'm
pool
sure they
team
do.
As well?
I wonder how many of the Litchfield kids got recruited.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just wondering. Hey, great job. You want to come out and play for us?
I believe Lyle was the team that Litchfield lost to in the state championship back in 2009.
Yeah, this is their fifth trip, and congratulations to the Purple Panthers Scholastic Bowl team. That's every bit as much a tough competition as it is at the state basketball tournament. I mean, the mental capacity and the fact that you're under the gun.
I mean, if you really want to get down to it, it's probably the I don't know what even the best word. I wasn't on the Scholastic Bowl team. I would have got cut. I don't know what the best word would be to describe, but I think it's the best state championship to win.
Yeah.
Like, if you really get down to it at the high school level, you know. What is it all about?
So that's cool. That's really good.
So now every school in Montgomery County has a state championship.
That's good. That's great.
That'd be a photograph right there. Pretty good opportunity.
Yeah.
Get all the state trophies for one.
Well, you know, here you have a little old county of Montgomery County, and what are the odds that every school would have a big trophy?
Not very good,
I wouldn't think. But, I wonder how that compares with other rural counties in the state.
I don't know.
We'll have to put our research department on that. Dave?
That would be
a good idea.
You're
the probie. No,
to me, that sounds like a good news story.
We'll have to ask Kay Hirsch about that.
This is like a nice news story, Tie that into the community. That's right. We're looking at you, Tobin.
I know.
We want that by next Saturday. We want to be able to run a feature next Saturday.
I would think a lot of
vacation
the,
next week. So on the,
how convenient.
Yeah. A lot of the rural counties would be like one school counties, though, it would seem.
I don't know.
See, I don't know. But maybe now, but even, you know, going back.
So you're going way back?
Well, I mean, I don't know, way back. How far back? You know, back, say 50 years.
Okay.
You go back 50 years. For a county to have, you know, if you've got, what is it, four? How many schools? Are we talking four?
Four.
Four schools. You know, if you have four or more schools in a county, or four or fewer schools.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an oddity, I would think.
It would be.
Probably research that and find it out.
It's cool. By the way, team members, Andrea Fisher, Tim Francis, Logan Lightshoe, Becca Quinn, David York, Lexi Billick, Kinder Guthrie, Kyle Jeffers, Parth Patel, Andrew Thomas, Kyle Towner, Chris Walls, Andrea Weeks, and Matt Zumwalt, and coached by Amanda Lamore. So, congratulations to the Panthers. They won. They were like 75-10 going into the state tournament. 75-10. Wow.
Scholastic Bowl is typically Litchfield's strong point.
It has been in recent years. And it's not a Jeopardy type game where you don't ring in and you know, you have crowds that cheer and stuff like that. It's more of the based on the old, and I'm dating myself here, the old College Bowl, GE College Bowl type game.
I thought you still had to ring in during Scholastic Bowl.
But it's not like Jeopardy. A lot of people assume it's a Jeopardy type game. It's not. It's more of a, you have a toss-up question and you go from there. Yeah. So anyway, pretty neat.
It's awesome.
We're trying to get the team out here. So talk to them one of these days. Maybe after school, maybe next Saturday morning. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
By the way, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, the Lincolnwood Knights 8th grade girls volleyball team playing at Auburn against Lewiston Central in the quarterfinals of the 8th grade state volleyball tournament. So good luck to Kimberly Denny and the Knights. Her team is 14-8. So cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot happening.
Busy time of year.
A lot of success for junior high sports.
Been a big year for junior high sports in the area. A big year for high school sports, really. It's been a very good sporting year all around.
If you go back and just take into account the number of great games we've had in the area, this has probably been one of the banner years. Mm-hmm. And we still have baseball, softball, soccer, and everything else coming up.
Not over
yet.
Spring,
in the spring, you know, good golly. It's going to be great. So, by the way, the Carlinville Rotary Club's 10th annual All-Star Basketball Classic is coming up tomorrow at Carlinville High School. Coming up after the break, we will check our roster and tell you who's participating. And they'll have two games, and they do such a great job of putting that together and giving these kids a chance to put on a uniform for one more time and get out there and play some basketball. And we'll do that after the break.
Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
This is Dan Fleming, President of Security National Bank. My staff and I would like to invite you to come celebrate Customer Appreciation Day with us on Saturday, April 5th, from 8:30 a.m. to noon. at each of our four locations in Witt, Fillmore, Irving, and Coffeen. Stop by and enjoy some refreshments with your favorite banker, like me. And be sure to register to win a prize. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:19, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Cloudy and cooler for today. Expect a high of around 48 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. We'll have a low of around 25. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high of around 38 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Cloudy skies Monday with a chance of snow or rain. We'll have partly cloudy skies Tuesday and Wednesday. Expect highs in the upper 30s. The lows will be in the upper 20s. At 9:20, we have a temperature reading of 36 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports, for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook.
Half-gallon cartons of strawberry and vanilla ice cream from Prairie Farms Dairy, perfect for birthday parties, outdoor gatherings, or for your own cool refreshment during the warm days of spring and the hot days of summer. It's sure to be a hit. Look for Prairie Farms half-gallons of strawberry and vanilla ice cream in your local grocer's freezer. And taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The 2014 Motor Trend Truck of the Year is the Ram Pickup. It's the first ever with back-to-back awards that is eligible for 0% for 72 months or $2,500 rebate. And we have two remaining 2013s left, a Dodge Avenger SXT and a Dodge Durango, both with 0% financing up to 72 months or rebates up to $3,000. So start off your spring with a new vehicle from Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
And at 9:21, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Byes, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobinot. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. We were just lamenting about the atrocious free throw shooting in the game of basketball.
It's been terrible
today. Not good. It's costing teams games left and right. We've seen it the first 2 days in the NCAA tournament. You know it cost some high school teams down the road to state.
Probably the most appalling part of those, the professionals.
Oh.
They're just terrible.
It's your job.
Yeah.
Work on the craft, man. Work on the craft. But see, they don't have free throw shooting contests anymore. They used to, like at basketball camps, we used to always have a free throw shooting contest. You know, you shot 4 days and then a cumulative total.
Sure.
And the winner got a trophy at the end of it. But now it's all about dunk contests, 3-point contests.
Well, you can blame ESPN for that because
yes,
it was all highlights of dunks.
That's right.
You don't see great defensive plays or free throw shooting. It's like in Major League Baseball, you see the home run. You don't see a great defensive pick.
Yeah, they don't have I've heard a pitcher say that before about the home run contest. They don't have let's throw a slider down and away contest.
Sometimes they show a good defensive play.
Could you check our...
Is that better for you?
No, we're on a...
Tobin, are we on AM?
Do we have a slight issue? No, don't hear Tobin right there.
Yeah, we're getting the Doug Rye show.
I think we're getting the Doug Rye show from the AM side.
Something has changed.
Did you hit the button on the side?
I don't think I hit any buttons. Who knows?
Keep pushing buttons, Tim.
Yeah, just keep putting buttons. Eventually something will change for you. Hard to say.
I'm blaming Tobin.
It's always a good idea to blame Tobin for one thing or another. Maybe that will do it right there.
Nope,
you gotta love live radio. It's a beautiful thing. So I guess what we'll do is we'll take a quick break on Sports Saturday. We'll come back in a moment.
Witness the majesty, the power, and the glory of the risen Christ at this year's performances of The Promise. This weekend and next are your only opportunities to see this powerful musical presented by the Christian Music Ministry of Zion Lutheran Church of Litchfield. Admission is free, but entry tickets are required. Call 324-6133 for your tickets. This year's presentation features over 100 cast members from 15 area churches. 324-6133.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back on Sports Saturday.
Where was this broadcast earlier this week? It was found on YouTube.
It was San Diego State. I don't remember who they were playing. It was in their conference championship, the Mountain West, and the San Diego State play-by-play guy. I guess during the end of the game, it was like a tight ball game, and all of a sudden he gets this tap on his shoulder.
He's broadcasting, by the way.
Broadcasting, and yeah. A security guard wants him to move like one of their suitcases. They've been there for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And at this point, they wanted to move the suitcase because it's in the way. And so this guy just goes off, keeps calling the game, mind you. This moron is concerned about a suitcase like it's the Pentagon or something. It was quite humorous.
Yes.
But live the point broadcasting. Being, you just never know what will happen.
Oh, you don't.
On a live broadcast.
You never know. But we got... Dave and I got switched off to the AM side. Yeah,
the Doug Rice Show. There you go. Which is always airing on AM 1540 Saturday morning.
So if you don't want to listen to us, listen to the Doug Rice Show.
That's right. But we were talking about free throw shooting and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're going to have a free throw shooting contest at the
No, but they do have a 3-point.
They do.
They have for both boys and girls. The girls start at 4. The boys about 6:15 at the Rotary Club All-Star Classic at Carlinville High School. And girls... named to the West Squad, Bailey Schmidt, Ashley Starr of Carlinville, Anna Whitaker of Roxana, Liz Crummelbine, Shannon Stumpf, and Emily Dorsum of Bunker Hill, Tyler Ross, Kaylee Morris, Molly Gray, and Ellen Gray of Gillespie, Randy Hopkins from Southwestern, Brittany Williams from Waverly, and Kevin Gray will be coaching the West All-Stars. And the East team, Kenna White, Katie DeLuca, Gretchen Hobby from Hillsboro, Bailey McLaughlin, and Taylor Jenkins from Auburn, Devin Gaskin, Angelique McLean from Nokomis, Maria Reinhard, Cassidy Alderman, and Sheena Gaston from Greenville, Bree Schoonover from Pena, Hannah McHenry of Staunton, and the coach for the East will be Greenville's Paul Thies. And then on the boys' West team, Barry Stewart from Carlinville, Kyle Steckel and Kyle Obertino of Jerseyville, Cameron McLaughlin of Bunker Hill, Tanner Pate from East Dauntwood River, Ethan Gallagher of Southwestern, Charlie Sheets and Matt Hartnett of Roxana, Jordan McMillan and Patrick McWhorter of Greenfield Northwestern, Ethan Fry of Carrollton, Reed Rustin of North Green, and Joe Pembroke of Greenfield Northwestern will coach the All-Stars. Mount Milberg will coach the East side, and his kids, Tate Snyder and Nick Brockmeyer from Lincolnwood, will be playing along with Tyler Herbstreit and Austin Chaussey of Nokomis, Cale Hanneman and Garrett Galloway of Pawnee, Tate Musso and John Grayson of North Mac, Austin Chamberlain, Alex Hull, and Austin Bryant of Litchfield and Noah Calvert of Hillsboro. So the girls, 3-point shooting at 4, game at 4:30. Boys, 3-point shooting at 6:15, game at 6:45 Sunday at Carlinville High School. $5 gets you in. Kids under 10 are free.
There you go.
And they set up a nice, very nice concession stand. If you're liking, if you like pizza,
that's the place to be.
They got pizza for you.
There you go.
Yeah, darn nice. And it's a good fundraiser for the Rotary Club. And, of course, the Rotary Club in Carlinville does, you know, like a billion different things every year. So,
and it's a nice way to kind of end the basketball season around the area. You get the senior all-stars out there.
Yeah. Now what else is going on?
Well, that's called the rookie radio mistake there. That's called not putting your phone on vibrate before you go on the air.
Well, you know, back...
My bad!
You know, back in the days when we had the regular telephones, and at college, the second-year students would always wait for the first time the first-year student opened up the microphone and then... ring the telephone, which would ring in the control room.
Yeah, and it was from Donnie Downs. So.
Oh, was it Donnie Downs?
Donnie Downs, yeah. Just simply saying it was a good call to blame it all on Tobin. He said that there, good call.
Well, you know.
Blame it on Tio.
We do what we can.
And I was innocent the whole time. That was the best. You know.
Nobody is ever innocent.
I don't know about that.
Hey, the buttons here have FM pushed down, so. You know.
I've done that before, sitting in that chair. Too.
It was my fault, okay. No, that's what we're getting at here.
Now we can move on.
Now we can move on, yes. My fault.
But once again, the safety of the free world is not at stake. So
that's right.
That's probably...
The sun, as I found out today, the sun did still come
up. Yes, it did come up. By the way, the Dodgers won the first game of the year in Major League Baseball.
How about that? Already?
At the cricket grounds.
Yeah. In Australia.
And again, I put forth the question, do you think the folks that play cricket in Australia understand the concept of the foul pole syndrome? Where... doesn't make sense, but that's just the way it is.
I don't think so. It's like rugby fans probably don't understand the concept of the TV timeout. Like you do if you're a football
that's
fan
true.
In America.
That's true. Two-minute warning.
Oh, huh? Play the game, please.
Yes.
Play the game.
Yes. $36 for a two-foot-long hot dog at the cricket stadium.
Is that what it was?
$36, and the fans were shocked because they actually got to keep the baseball that was fouled into the stands. Because cricket balls have to be thrown back into play.
I saw the other day, was reading an article, I think it's the Diamondbacks this year in Arizona are going to have a $25 hot dog.
No.
Yeah, but it's got all sorts of different artery-clogging type of toppings on it.
It's got
corn dog, yeah.
It's got bacon and something else inside, and it's like breaded in this sort of flour or something.
It's like a turducken on a stick.
Yeah.
Which is probably, that's a pretty good idea.
It's absurd.
Turducken on a stick.
It's absolutely like absurd.
It's kind of like the Grizzlies with the world's best burger.
That's right.
The Luther.
The Luther. The Vandross.
Yeah.
The Vandross. It's like good old, that makes me long for fair season, fair and festival season where you can deep fry anything and put it on a stick, baby. Yes.
Probably the classic, though, is the state fair where they have, like, pork chops on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, anything you want, they stick it on a stick.
They deep-fried a stick of butter up there a couple years ago.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
People loved it.
Deep-fried cheesecake.
You can deep-fry anything.
No, absolutely.
That's the beauty of a deep fryer.
Wow.
It'll make anything better. Deep-fried.
Now, aren't deep fryers kind of dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Yes, like, you hear about people, usually a few stories every year, people deep frying a turkey.
Yeah.
You got to have that thing thawed out. You put a frozen turkey in a deep fryer, you get a
steam.
You get an explosion.
Yeah. Wow.
Then, of course, you get people, they put too much oil in. They don't factor in the rising of the oil once you put the bird in. So next thing you know, your garage is on fire.
Yeah. That's why we have lasagna at Thanksgiving.
There you go. I've heard, though, that deep fried turkey is supposed to be about the best.
Is it?
Best turkey out there.
If it's done right, it is.
If it's done right, yeah. Super moist, just great flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The oil has to be the right temperature, too, when you're deep frying stuff.
I would imagine a lot can go wrong. Yeah. I know the fire departments are always out around Thanksgiving giving instructions. Like, if I need fire department instructions, probably should stay away from that baking.
But you know, 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, stories are running on AP about, you know, the fire marshal saying, now don't be, you know, read your directions before you've used deep fryers for Thanksgiving.
Now, that's when I have Joe Gaspert's call me and say, hey, I need to come in and talk about this. So I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, if it was 75 degrees on Thanksgiving, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's usually cold, so people are, like, in their garage, like, huddled around.
Oh, by the way, don't be burning stuff. We got warnings issued for both Montgomery and Macoupin counties about...
Drier than people think.
Oh, it's... Well, Tim, you and I were talking this week about just getting into the fields, and I'm shocked how dry it is. It's just... It really, really is bone dry. We could use some moisture here.
Yeah, you get before the frost line, and it's... basically powder.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I guess, we had a phone call from Chief in Staunton.
Rick.
Yeah. And he said there was a fire that took almost 25 acres or something like that. It was kind of a big deal. It was a
That would qualify as kind
it
of
was a
big brush deal.
I mean, it was like a normal ground fire that just went out of control.
Hey, that's 25 acres.
That's just 25. That'd wipe out half the town.
Well, you know, this is the time when people, people like to burn the leaves and burn the ditch. I've never understood the concept of burning the ditches.
Well, I'll get rid of the old growth.
I guess I understand the concept.
Well, I burned some sticks last weekend, but I was very, you know, I kept it very small, kept it down into the ditch, kept a close watch on it.
I need to. I got a pile full of sticks in my backyard, but now I can't do it.
That brings up a whole new issue. You better know your city ordinances because a lot of these cities now are banning burning in ditches.
That's why I like living in the country. Nobody tell me what to do.
That's right.
Tobin, U-turns are illegal, but tell one person living in Raymond that they can't make a U-turn, okay? I dare you. You know what they're going to do you? We can't show it on the radio.
That's true.
It's It's okay.
I'm just telling you.
As long as
I'm
nobody
just
gets caught.
Hey.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah. People want their green tree.
She's like, it's not a foul if they don't blow the whistle.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And or it's a foul if they do blow the whistle, like that VCU game last night, the 4-point play. Amazing finish, but that dude didn't get fouled.
Yeah, no.
He didn't get fouled.
There was daylight between them.
Yeah. He was just falling over when he released it. But anticipation by the official.
Another situation where if you make your free throws, you're not in that position.
Well, that's true.
That's right. You never want to leave it up to chance.
Is that reviewable?
Maybe it should be.
I don't.
You know what should be reviewable? I think it was Greg Anthony who said it last night. Goaltending should be reviewable.
That's
at
not
any,
reviewable?
At any stage, no.
I assumed it was.
No. Like at any point in the game, that should be reviewable. I mean, it's literally points are coming on or off the board.
People need to understand the difference between goaltending and basket interference.
Right.
Goaltending is when the ball is in the cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Basket interference is when it's on its way down, so.
Well, that's what was called
last. It was the other way around.
It's the other way around. I'm sorry.
Basket.
When the ball is coming on the way down, it's goaltending and basket interference.
If the ball's in the rim.
It's in the cylinder. Right. Yeah.
There was a basket interference called last night. It went against K-State, and one of their players was just – he was going to tip the ball in, and it was well outside.
But you know what,
well
what could end up happening is they may adopt the international rule where you don't call anything.
I like it. Yeah, I like that.
There, you slap it off the rim.
Absolutely. You know what that does? It almost rewards the pure shooter.
Mm-hmm,
you know, because that way, if a ball's rolling around up there, you can knock it off.
Yeah.
Ball takes a high bounce off the rim, you can knock it off. The only way to make sure it doesn't get knocked off, swish it.
Put it through.
That's right.
So.
And with the game being played so much more above the rim now, and the athletes utilize the athleticism.
Yeah,
let them knock it off the rim.
Yeah.
Just don't go up and through.
Or you can probably you do that. Nah, too. You probably shouldn't be able to do that.
Somebody would hurt their shoulder.
They would
crash into those gorilla rims, and oh my gosh! Of course, the guy that invented the breakaway rim lived in Verdon.
Is that a fact?
Yes. In fact, I'll dig out the information for you one of these days.
There's a $1 million idea.
Oh, we had him on the sports show years ago. Yeah, I think he brought in the original rim. When we had him on the sports show. I don't remember. Why did I even bring it up? Don't remember the guy's name. I'm an idiot.
But so maybe we won't have it.
But I think his name is on the sign going into Verdon. Yeah.
He is sold cool.
It. Yes, it is. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, those rims.
Oh, yeah.
Not only did the rims give away, but the backboards usually broke as well. So now you have the, I guess gorilla rims is what I call them. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't see many backboards coming down anymore.
No.
You know, the shattered backboard is very, very rare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Remember back in the day when Shaq was pulling down the, when they had, not the mounted baskets, but the ones that were, powered.
Yes.
The stands, bringing those down. Golly.
Somebody hanging on one of the whole thing tips. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
The guy was a force of nature.
Speaking of basketball, Phil Jackson's back.
Yeah.
Back with the Knicks.
As the president?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had to sign a confidentiality agreement between him and his fiance, so that way there's no conflict of interest going on. He can't even talk to Paul Gasol because he's a unrestricted free agent after the season.
We'll see how old Phil can do without Mr. Jordan and Mr. Bryant in their primes. Well,
he's got Melo. Come on.
Yeah, we'll see how he does.
Yeah.
See how he does. Not quite the same. Because Jordan and Kobe actually play defense.
It's true.
Care about playing defense.
That's true.
Know? Kobe may take all the shots, but you know what? When you're playing defense like that.
Yeah. Well, and we bash Kobe for being a ball hog, but he does feed his teammates at times. Carmelo does not.
Hey, you take Kobe off the Lakers like he is now, they suck.
That's bottom line, boys.
That's bottom line. They suck. Yeah. They're not good.
Yeah, you want to know how good Kobe Bryant still is? You're right. Just look at
there
the Lakers this year. There's your answer.
I don't follow the NBA much, but I know they're not good when Kobe's not playing.
They have the fifth worst record in the NBA.
There you go.
So
trying to get in that lottery.
Yeah. Get the top pick.
Can you imagine the Lakers trying to get into a lottery?
Well,
you talk about two thoughts that don't really go together.
Think about this, though. The NBA always has the great draft conspiracies. It always seems like it's rigged. It always seems like it's rigged.
It is.
The first year that David Stern was the commissioner,
the Knicks won the lottery.
The Knicks won the lottery and got Patrick Ewing. New commissioner this year, Lakers win the lottery, get Andrew Wiggins.
How about Jabari
Parker?
Would it be just a coincidence? The year that LeBron...
Jabari Parker would be a nice fit, wouldn't
The year after LeBron leaves the Cavaliers end up with the first
pick. There you go. There's another one.
Yeah, that's true.
And they get the lottery the year that he's available.
The year after the New Orleans Hornets, now the Pelicans trade away Chris Paul, they get Anthony Davis.
You know, I mean, the NBA doesn't like to be known as the conspiracy league, but there's a lot there's a lot of things that line up to make you think, you know, that's
kind of like what
that's a big coincidence.
Kind of like what the Da Vinci Code or something, you know, it's the NBA code or whatever.
Yeah, you can't prove it. You can't but really prove it. You know, when I follow that trail, it sure does seem to lead to a certain destination.
Need Tom Hanks and who, Nick Cage, and wasn't he in the
he was in the National Treasure.
National Treasure, right.
Yeah. Get those two guys on that.
Was the map on the back of the Declaration of Independence? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they steal the Declaration of Independence. Right. Like
that's a good start.
Yeah, that's it has to be true. they wouldn't film it if it wasn't true.
Well, no, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Cage wouldn't do something that's not true now.
Yeah, right.
He's Nick Cage.
Don't mess with those security people at the National Archives, man. They're serious about their jobs.
Oh, yeah, and they should be.
No flash photography allowed. Learned that the
difficult
way.
Learned that the hard way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
Really?
It's, yeah, it's...
Did you get detained by the Capitol Police?
No, one of my friends... We were on a trip in Washington, D.C.
You were wanting to get
frisked,
that's what
no,
it was.
We,
oh, okay.
One of my friends...
oh, that wasn't it? Oh,
no,
okay.
Oh, I set off a couple of metal detectors when I was in D.C., but we were in the National Archives, and one of my buddies, he took a picture just in general of the... giant room. We weren't looking at anything in particular. Just took a picture of the giant room. Forgot his flash was on flash. As soon as it flashed, as you hear this loud whistle, turn that flash off! And just
a loud whistle.
Yeah.
Really?
Like the playground.
Would it be because of the damage it does to the... Okay.
Yeah. But we were nowhere near any of the documents.
For those of you into the scientific realm, the photons bombard the parchment and eat away at the parchment.
Another place that's...
That was very scholastic.
Hey,
you.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be able to make the Litchfield
squad. But it's true. It's true. It's, you know.
Another place like that that's got a strict no flash rule, Graceland.
Yeah.
We took a trip to Graceland with my aunt and uncle and my family and that, and my uncle walked into this main room in Graceland, and they said no flash photography, and he was taking a picture of this living room with this gold piano, and that flash went off, and security came right down the stairwell, and that it's like
face down, hands behind your back.
Right. Yep,
you want a nice
got
look
the
at,
zip tied, put his hands together, hold
a nice
it
look at 1970s decor. Take a walk through Elvis's home in Graceland.
Oh my word,
man!
Hey,
that's a neat place.
I lived through the 70s decor. Okay.
No, that was a great.
I am
cool.
The 70s decor.
Just be careful. In a jungle room.
Just be careful where you're walking. Be careful where you're walking outside Graceland, because it's in a very bad part of Memphis. You're around the corner and you're in the bad part of town.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
It's gated,
but there's no room like the jungle room.
The shag carpet and the
that's right.
aquariums and everything.
He was living, man. He was living the right way.
You know, the first radio station I worked at full time had shag carpet all over the place.
Yeah, it was
and it wasn't here. It was... We had it here, but it wasn't here.
My first apartment had shag carpet and wood paneling.
And,
so.
And it was ugly, and it was always dirty.
Yeah.
It all goes in cycles.
It does.
It's coming back.
It does. It was awful. And, of course, there were so many different chemicals spilt on it. back in the 70s.
It was the 70s.
It was the 70s. Yeah. Not that I did any of them, because I didn't, but other people did. There's this one big splotch. And yeah.
Yeah, you can just sum up a whole decade. It was the 70s. It was the 70s.
Gotcha.
And in the control room, we even had shag carpet on the wall.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, downtown.
There you go. I think the phone that's hanging in the control room here was probably around. In the 70s. At least close.
No, that I remember being put up.
Okay.
About 30 years ago.
Brand
just a mere 30 years ago.
The warranty just ran out.
That's.
We need to get to a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in just a moment.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsborough location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of health care.
And at 9:43, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Cartlandville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Cloudy and cooler for today. Expect a high of around 48 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. We'll have a low of around 25. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 38 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Cloudy skies on Monday. There is a chance for some snow or rain. Otherwise, we'll have partly cloudy skies Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 30s. The lows will be in the upper 20s. At 9:43, we have a temperature reading of 36 degrees. Also, keep in mind, Colton residents on 2nd Street, Fairmount Street, and everyone west on 2nd Street, you're under a boil order until further notice. The weather forecast, again, is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:44, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you, Tobin. We got Cardinal Baseball coming up in 2 hours. We will have live coverage on AM 1540 at 11:45. Redbirds playing the Astros today as opening day is quickly approaching. And I guess yesterday, David, Adam Wainwright threw 8 innings.
There was some debate whether he would go a complete game because he was only at 81 pitches. But I guess, obviously, smart move. Don't push him for a complete game in spring training.
Yeah, that means nothing.
I mean, yeah.
I guess we're going to get Rosenthal some work as well. But you're thinking, 8 innings? What? But I guess he threw like 80 some odd pitches.
His pitching was so efficient that why not?
And that would be a nice thing to see from Wainwright this year, more efficiency. He threw a lot of pitches last year. Might have thrown the most pitches in the big league. So it'd be nice if he could get a little more efficient.
Well, he threw quite – I think he probably led the National League at least in complete games last year and in some of those complete games. I mean, he threw an outrageous number of pitches. I think one against the Braves late in the season, he was at like 130 pitches. So he needs to work on pitch efficiency.
He's probably the most important player, even more so than Yachty, of his health being paramount to how their season goes. I mean, they've got a lot of young arms, a lot of talent. If you lose Wainwright for any extended period of time, they will be in trouble because he's an innings eater.
Yeah, and I would say that now more than like last year or a couple of years ago, that's the case, strictly because Jake Westbrook's no longer there. And I know Westbrook wasn't much of a pitcher or anything, but he was a veteran guy. And Wainwright's the only veteran that's going to be in the rotation now outside of Lance Lynn. But Lance Lynn's still learning. So if for whatever reason Adam Wainwright went down with an injury, Lance Lynn would become your veteran pitcher, and
that's a problem.
That is a problem.
That's a problem.
I mean, he may end up being lucky he has a job in the starting rotation with the amount of pitching depth they have. Because Joe Kelly, it's looking like Joe Kelly's not going to make the rotation, which is surprising because Carlos Martinez just flat out stole the fifth starter job this spring. So
won the job.
Yeah, if Lynn starts to struggle, Joe Kelly will be waiting. So
I mean, Lance Lynn, he can be a frustrating pitcher. He's good. I mean, he's got the talent. I think he's just one of those guys you expect him to be maybe a little bit more than he's capable of being, you know? Like, the Cardinals have had so many great pitchers over the course of time that you kind of expect him to fall into that line. He's not Chris Carpenter. He's not Adam Wainwright. He's not that guy. It doesn't mean that he's not a good, capable pitcher on a pennant-winning club, because he is. But he's never going to be that dominating 34-start consistent type of guy.
Well, the thing is, honestly, he could be, but he just doesn't help himself with, you know, blowing up after something goes wrong in an inning. Like, if one thing goes wrong, the inning collapses and, you know, it's a wash. He gives up a huge lead or gives up a lot of runs in one inning. But he's got the bulldog mentality to become an ace of a staff, and he's got the stuff to become an ace of a staff. So, I mean, he could eventually become, you know, a great pitcher in Major League Baseball, but he just needs to learn to, you know, keep his attitude adjusted.
And he's still a relatively young guy, too. Yeah. You know, it's not like he's 32 years old. He's just coming into his prime.
I think he's 28, so, or 27.
But
so.
But if you have a pitcher that that has a tendency of blowing up when things go wrong, who's at fault there? Is it the pitching coach? Because the pitching coach should know this is happening. Go out there and try to calm him down.
It depends.
I think it's the pitcher.
It depends. With Lance Lynn's situation, it's Lance Lynn, because we've heard so many times Matheny and Lilliquist have sat down and talked to him about it, and it just continues to happen. So, I mean, yeah, if it happens once or twice and, you know, the pitching coach and manager aren't doing anything, okay, you can probably fault them for it. But, I mean, we've heard Matheny is probably the most frustrated guy when it comes to Lance Lynn, because he's talked to him so many times and it's still happening. So,
managers and coaches get too much credit when the team wins. They get too much blame when the team loses. When it gets down to it, athletics comes down to the players in the game performing. And that's the bottom line. You know, Lance, there's only so much a coach can do. Once you take that mound, you know, it's up to the individual pitcher, in this case Lance Lynn, to figure out a way. All right, sure, an error was made behind me. Maybe a bleeder found a hole. There should be two outs, nobody on. Instead, you know, I got runners at second and third, nobody out. Find a way to bow your neck and get out of it. You know, maybe you get – sometimes giving up one run isn't the worst thing in the world, you know. Give up one, you try to give up zero, next thing you know, you've given up four or five. And we saw that with Lance Lynn a lot couple of years, where he'll be good for six of his seven innings, but that one inning gives up four or five runs.
Yeah, and it varied. It wasn't like it happened, you know, first inning. It's not like it happened late when he was tiring down. It didn't matter. It was just going to happen at some point in the game. One inning was just going to be terrible.
And I think that leads to the frustration with Lance Lynn from a fan's perspective, because you can't – like, I remember Matt Morris, great pitcher. It was always the first inning with Matty Mo. You knew it. All right, if he gets out of the first inning, he'll be locked in and he'll be good to go. But with Lance Lynn, he'll be cruising through four, blow up in the fifth.
Yeah.
Get crushed in the first, roll through seven. So there's no way to know with him, and I think that just lends to the frustrating part of, what's wrong with this guy? Because he can do it, but it's just the consistency. And maybe that's what comes with, you know, learning your place in the big leagues, in a rotation, 6 months, the grind that it is. You have to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, and give Lance Lynn a lot of credit, too, because I don't think – a lot of people, when he first came up, believed he would be in the Cardinals rotation this long, or even be in a rotation this long. I think a lot of people saw him as a late inning relief pitcher because I mean
he was dominant in that role in 2011.
Yeah, quite frankly, because of his body size, he was a bigger guy, and you know he threw gas. So they thought, okay, this guy's going to be a really good relief pitcher, and then you know injuries forced him to have to try out for the starting rotation, and I think it was 2012, and he made an all-star team, and he's become one of the winningest pitchers over the last few years. Speaking he's a great April and May pitcher.
Yeah.
He's fantastic in those 2 months of the season. It's June through September where he struggles.
Speaking of the Cardinals, Ozzie Smith just tweeted he has received 100,000 signatures to take to Washington to make opening day a national day.
Oh, they're still on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the White House has to look at it now because they got
100,000.
100,000 signatures.
Yeah.
So
he just tweeted that not too long. And then I saw pictures. Ballpark Village opens in 5 days.
Yeah.
And it looks it looks
that's
nice.
That's going to be sharp.
It does. That will be sharp. That'll be a big difference for
the
game
selling,
day experience.
Selling tickets for the seating that's located in the Ballpark Village. So I guess there's some seats up there. You can sit across the street.
Above
that's
the
cool.
Cardinal Live that's or whatever cool. it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Been a long time coming for that Ballpark Village.
About time it's finished. I mean,
about
it was
time.
Supposed
well, it's
to be.
Not, it's not even finished. Yeah, this is phase one.
Right. Well, it was supposed to be finished in 06, and then again in 08 and 09. And
hey, they liked having that pond out there.
Now, extenuating circumstances, you know. Things happen sometimes. But they stuck with it. Yeah. You know, they were not deterred. I mean, that thing could have just fallen apart completely, and there could have been a hole with nothing in there for forever.
It would have been just a parking lot.
Well, that's I was going to say, you're losing a nice parking lot. I mean, there's not. That's not great. That's the bad thing about St. Louis sports is the parking may be the worst among all sports franchises, just because it's all parking garage and.
Yeah. I like parking garages.
Do you?
I got a problem with parking garages.
It's just so congested, like everything.
That's life in the city, man.
Yeah.
Life in the city is congested, stacked on top of each other.
What are you gonna
do? That's just the way it goes. What are you gonna do?
Also with the Cardinals, Aledmys Diaz getting his second start with the big league club today. Got his first start yesterday. He's the Cuban shortstop that they signed. Went 2-for-2.
Be interested to see how he progresses through the system. I guess he's gonna start at Double A Springfield. I've heard some of the interesting things I've heard about him is he doesn't step out of the box. Apparently, he just gets in the batter's box and he's just ready to go.
Good. So, nothing wrong with that.
I mean, nothing wrong with that at all, but it's just an oddity. You don't see that much anymore.
Yeah. We'll see as he has more professional ball experience. I imagine that'll probably wear off.
He's been playing a lot of professional ball in Cuba, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see if he can turn into what people initially thought he was. I mean, the luster came off that kid pretty quick.
The highest comparison we've heard is Derek Jeter.
That's and pretty crazy.
Since the Cardinals, since
it's been Cardinal people saying that too, by the way.
Well, there have been other people saying they remind him of Jeter, but then whenever the Yankees dropped out of the Diaz sweepstakes, it became that this guy's a utility guy at best, bench player at best. So,
and that was an interesting development once the Yankees decided they didn't want him. And I think that was kind of a red flag for a lot of people. It's like, wait a minute, Jeter's retiring. Why are they not interested in this kid? So, I mean, to me, that makes me pause a little bit. However, it's not like the Yankees are like these great talent evaluators.
Yeah.
You know, if Diaz was 35 at the end of his career, they'd be all over him, giving him a 4-year deal
for
$65 million. You know, he'd be up the rally then. So
the Cardinals can afford to do that. They can afford to gamble with the amount of. I mean, they just signed Peralta. Well, who cares if this guy's not ready in the next 2 years?
That's right. You just look at the track record of the Cardinals under this ownership group. Generally speaking, they know how to evaluate talent. So for me, if the Cardinals say that they think this kid's the real deal, I have no reason not to believe that he won't be.
Oh yeah,
the real deal. So only time will tell, but it could work out perfect. What's the one position the Cardinals have always fail to be able to bring up through their minor league system?
Shortstop.
That premier shortstop. So, you know, if this kid at, 23 in a year or two can be their starting shortstop at 25?
Well, they've said his bat is major league ready. It's his fielding that's the problem right now. So, develop into a serviceable defensive shortstop, and you're good to go. Another thing to look forward to, since this is the last week upcoming of spring training baseball, is the outfield situation for the Cardinals, the bench outfield situation specifically, because Stephen Piscotty and Randall Grichuk are still with the major league club but have not been sent down. So they're both getting serious looks by the Cardinals management.
And that, I think that's one thing probably Mike Matheny has done specifically more so maybe than La Russa. La Russa liked his veteran ball club. I think he usually maybe had more of a preconceived notion who his 25 was going to be. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't necessarily play his hand and tell you, but I think he kind of always knew he was going to have his veteran type of players on his bench. Matheny has shown he's not afraid to have a young guy on his bench if they've proven they can do it. Matt Adams a year ago, the conventional thinking midway through spring training was, well, he's not going to make the club. He needs to be in AAA playing every day, getting the at-bats, getting the experience. Well, he raked too much in spring training for that to be the case. And I get the sneaking suspicion that's what's going to happen with Stephen Piscotty. This dude, he's doing too much with the bat to say, well, he needs the reps down in the minor leagues. The Cardinals need that type of right-handed power bat on their bench. That's what they need.
Yeah, and it really makes it really makes Shane Robinson obsolete. I mean, Shane Robinson was the backup center fielder last year. He was a good guy to have off the bench last year because John Jay was your only center field option. Well, now that John Jay is going to be your backup center fielder or even platoon center fielder with Peter Borges, Shane Robinson doesn't really have. I mean, you don't really need Shane Robinson. And as long as, because Piscotty can play both corner outfield spots, and in a pinch, Piscotty can still play third base or first base, because he was drafted as a third baseman, and that was only like 2 years ago. So
yeah, I don't see where Robinson's place is on the 25-man club coming out of spring. Because like you said, he was the backup center fielder last year. He's not going to be that this year, and it's not like his bat is so good that he can be plugged in one of the corner spots. So I think Stephen Piscotty's going to make it personally. That my gut right now tells me Piscotty is going to make the club.
We'll see. And at the very, if Piscotty doesn't make the team out of spring training, he's going to be the first guy called up because Tavares isn't going to be ready. And somebody's going to get hurt at the major league level because Craig is injury prone. Adams is, he's dealt with injuries. Holiday is getting older. John Jay and Peter Borges, they could struggle. So they've got, Piscotty's going to be the first outfielder called up if he doesn't make the major league roster, and it's a good option to have. I mean, this kid, not a lot of power, but fantastic hitter, fantastic pure hitter. So,
You know, I'll take that over pure power.
Well, especially what they did last year. I mean, they didn't have any power last year. Beltran led the team with, what was it, 29 home runs? Did he end up having 30 home runs?
I don't think so. Dude, that was so odd to me last year, though, because they had the hitters. You know, they have power hitters. They just weren't hitting home runs last year. You know, they hit so many doubles. I wouldn't be a bit surprised that this year if they had a few more home runs. Even though, you know, the roster's different. Keep in mind, though, no Beltran, no Free. So, power-wise, I think they have less power, actually, this year than they did a year ago, but they might wind up hitting more home runs.
They might because Matt Adams is going to be the difference because he'll be playing every day.
Peralta's shortstop will make a huge difference.
So those two guys right there may boost your power numbers. I think a lot of that with last year had to do with John Mabry taking over as hitting coach and the approach was different.
I love the approach.
Now, Mark McGwire, he was a great hitting coach for the Cardinals, ended up being a great hire, but the approach – I don't know what his approach was specifically other than, you know, learn to take more walks and be more patient, which is a good idea. But Mabry was a gap guy, a gap hitter guy. So,
and in the post-steroid era, the gap guy has more value, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why the Cardinals were so well with runners in scoring position. Hit it in the gap.
That's why I don't think it was necessarily the number might have been inflated, so that might make it a fluky number.
Yeah.
But like you said, the approach is the approach.
Oh, yeah.
And if your approach is take it up the middle and put it in the gaps – should be the same deal this year.
We'll
find out. Spring training coming up today, 11:45, Cards and Astros on AM 1540. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball at Clemson tomorrow morning at 9:30 here on FM 106. That is the second round of the NIT. Early start time tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. right here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. For Terry Tote, David Jenkins, Tobin Ott, I am Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done here on FM 106.